We've been asking filmmakers, actors, writers, and directors about the movies that they watch over and over again, including this one from the breakout star of Crash.
One, two.
How's it going? My name is Mike Pena. I'm an actor, and the movie that I've seen a million times, maybe even more, is Broadway Danny Rose, written and directed by Woody Allen, starring Woody Allen himself and Mia Farrow. I saw Broadway Danny Rose, I think, when I first started acting. The thing that I loved was the storytelling.
Do you know that when I broke into this business in New York, that I could play at least...
It opens up and, you have these comedians. They're doing amazing jokes, and they're really funny and inventive.
You know about the hotels being expensive?
Right.
How much it costs to stay, like $150 a day for a sleeping room. And I said to the clerk, what's cheap? He said, I got a room for $10, but you got to make your own bed. And I said, I'll take it. So he gave me a hammer and a board and some nails. And that's the joke.
You get into the world of, what it is to be a comic.
It was backstage at the Sullivan Show. You were brilliant. And I was there with Danny Rose. Remember Danny Rose?
So you're looking and they're like, oh, did I tell you the story about Broadway Danny Rose? He was a manager. And he had the rarest acts of all time.
You're looking for somebody for Memorial Day weekend. My blind xylophone player, okay? The man would be perfect for your room.
My hotel gets old Jewish people. They're blind. They ain't gonna pay to see a blind guy.
Broadway Danny Rose is the manager of these artists, and he's not very successful, but he goes out of his way for every act that he has.
What about Eddie Clark's Penguin? That's a perfect Eddie Clark and his Penguin. The Penguin skates on the stage dressed as a rabbi. It's hilarious. The Penguin's got a beard like.
And then there's this guy that Lou Canova, who's played by Nick Apollo-Forte, the singer. He's trying to make a comeback. And so Danny helps him.
Did you do the three S's?
Strong, smile, star. I know.
Every time you tell me, every time.
Right. And what you should do is my funny Valentine after you do great crooners from the past to a deceased.
But he's helping him with this one specific problem. And the problem is Lou's mistress, Tina, who's played by Mia Farrow. Lou wants Tina to be at his concerts.
Danny, would you do me a favor tomorrow night?
Whatever, you name it, you got it.
I want you to bring Tina. I'm really crazy about her.
The only thing is that, he's married, so Danny has to take over, and while he's trying to get her, Danny Rose falls in love with her.
You're a smooth talker. Yeah. Angelina once even predicted I would marry a Jew.
She did just happen to say which Jew?
Yeah, a Jew or someone musical.
It's a movie about the absurd. One of my favorite scenes is a scene where he has this woman playing music with wine glasses.
She is the Yasha Heifetz of this instrument. She is really something. You got to see this, Philly. It's absolutely incredible.
He's trying to pitch her to the guy, and he's like, I forgot how it goes exactly, but he's like, not one lesson, not never taken one lesson.
Never took a lesson. Self-taught. Next year, Philly, my hand to God, she's going to be at Carnegie Hall.
For some reason, it just tickles my phony bone every time I see that movie. If I'm going through the guide and I'm like Broadway Danny Rose, it's almost like an event.
That's actor Michael Pena talking about the movie that he could watch a million times, Woody Allen's Broadway Danny Rose. Pena's new film is called End of Watch. It's in theaters now.